So, yes, you are allowed some privacy in this life. You are allowed some privacy. Do you think I have told my wife every woman I ever dated? I have not. You're allowed privacy. No, you're allowed privacy. You're allowed to not answer questions. You're allowed to not be upfront. You're allowed privacy. If you don't want to talk about something in your past, I mean, you've heard me say this a million times in call-in shows, don't talk about anything you're not comfortable. If you don't want to answer this question, that's totally fine. So if you made bad dating decisions in the past, you dated someone who turned out to be a stalker, and you've dealt with it, you've gone to therapy, you've done all the self-knowledge understanding that you need to do, and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, why would you want to bring it up? And why would you have to? You're allowed to have privacy. Hello, JP, not Morgan. Nice to see you. You're allowed to have privacy. You're allowed to have things you don't talk about. You're allowed to take some things to the grave. There are some things I will take to the grave. I've thought about at least once a month, I think about the couple of things I'm planning on taking to the grave. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But I ain't talking about them right now. So, yeah, I'm allowed privacy. Am I allowed privacy? Am I allowed the things that I don't talk about? Sure. You don't owe everyone everything all the time, no matter what. I mean, some things are just implicit and don't need to be made explicit, like the guy who was talking about Stephbot AI on Sunday. So if you are, how old was she? 50? No, I think she was older than that. No, maybe she wasn't, right? So if you're talking to, let's say you're talking to a single mom, and the single mom is 40, and she's got two kids by two different men. Do you think she made some bad choices in the past? Yes, she did. So do you need her to unpack all of that? Nope. Right? You hope that she's learned from them, and you can ask questions to figure out if she's learned from them. But can you imagine if you have a sex tape, right? Imagine you have a sex tape. And would you show it to a woman on the first date? Hey, I want to be honest, so here's the sex tape I have with the football team. She's been through a lot of dick, right? So here's the sex tape I made when I was an R-selected pirate monster of fleshy union. No, but it's real, it's honest, it's true, right? I mean, do you call your wife in and say, wow, look at that dookie, it spells out dolphin in kanji. I'm not flushing this. This is a piece of atomic perfection that deserves to be in the Louvre. No, of course not, right? Nope. Well, this is an old cartoon I remember reading, which was, if you're thinking about Raquel Welch under a waterfall in the nude, and your wife comes in and says, what are you thinking about? You're allowed to have a little privacy. It's okay to have a bit of mystery in your life. You don't owe everyone everything all the time. Now, if somebody says, well, tell me about your past dating stuff, you can say, you know, I had some good dates, I had some bad dates, I had some good relationships, I had some not so good relationships. I've learned my lessons and I really want to commit to the here and now. I've done therapy, I've done all the self-work, so you're allowed, what's wrong with that? You don't have to answer everyone. That's free will, people. Free will, which means you are not a typewriter to be programmed by other people's preferences, so you have to unpack your heart from the top to the bottom. Somebody says, do you have to name every dirty skin mag you ever read as in a shop, even when under 18? Does it matter 30 years later when you stopped looking decades ago? No. It's totally fine. See, philosophy is not supposed to program you into being an automaton. Well, someone has asked me a question. I'm committed to honesty. Therefore, I have to tell them. No, you don't. You can say, I really don't want to talk about that, if that's all right. That's honest, isn't it? Philosophy isn't there to well, you got to be honest. So, you know, if someone you have a great deal of suspicion, you're really suspicious of them because they've got a really thick accent and they're asking you weird questions on the phone and then say, can I get your social security number? Well, I got to tell them because I know my social security number. They're asking for it. I got to tell them. Come on. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. Hey, where are my tips? Just kidding. I can wait. All right. We'll get them. I'm sure I'll find a way to earn them. How concerned should I be that if I broadcast what I'm looking for,